Paul said, when I am weak, then I am strong. Because we all have a tendency to depend so much on our own ability that God has to sometimes remind us that we're weak. And He makes us weak physically, He makes us weak in speaking, and even in our thinking, He makes us weak. The purpose is so that we lean more upon Him. So please remember this all your life. When God makes you weak in any way, it's in order that we might lean upon Him. In fact, even the great Apostle Paul needed to learn that lesson. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians in chapter 12. Paul was a man who was actually transported to heaven. It says in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 3 and 4, he says, I don't know whether I went there physically or just in my spirit. He could not explain it, 2 Corinthians 12:3. But I was caught up into paradise. He was right into God's presence. And you know, the interesting thing about nowadays, if you go to Google and search for people who have gone to heaven, there's such a huge list of them. Most of them are liars. Oh, I wouldn't say liars. They imagined a dream was reality. If they're Christians, they would at least speak the truth. But sometimes they confuse dreams with reality. And they maybe had a dream and then they talk about it as if they actually went to heaven. Now, I'll tell you from Scripture, and also if you go to Google, they talk about all the things they heard there and what Jesus spoke to them and all that. Now, I'll tell you how I find whether something is true or not. It'll help you so that you don't get deceived by people. Go by the Word of God. If there's an answer, if there's no answer in the Word of God to some particular solution, then we have to go to godly people on earth and say, what do you think we should do? But if there's an answer in God's Word, then it's to find it there. Okay, here's my question. This guy says that this lady or somebody says they've taken up to heaven and they heard so many things. You know, there was a story of some young child who spoke like that, and some 15, 20 years later when he grew up, he publicly announced, that was a lie. My parents told me to tell that lie that I went up to heaven. So there's a lot of fake, and don't believe everything that's in the news. So I test everything by the Word of God. How to know whether a person really went to heaven or not? Okay, here's the test. First of all, Paul says in he says, I was caught up to paradise, verse 4. And the other thing I want you to notice is in verse 2, I know a man who experienced this 14 years ago. Imagine being taken up to heaven and keeping quiet about it for 14 years. How would you feel? I mean, if you were taken up to heaven, you want everybody to know about it by the evening. And if there is internet, we'd want the whole world to know about it, just to get honor. So this is the first mark of, I know, of a man who's been really taken to heaven, he'll keep quiet about it. And he's willing to keep quiet about it for 14 years, lest people think of him more highly than others. It's a tremendous temptation in all of us to exalt ourselves above our fellow believers, to give the impression that I'm some type of favorite of God's. He's taken up. I mean, that temptation comes to me because so many people appreciate my preaching. I can fool myself, think I'm some favorite of God. I am not a favorite of God. I'm a weak human being just like anybody else. Jesus keeps me from falling, that's all. And Jesus gives me strength to do His service. Otherwise, I'd never be able to do it. I mean, if He's kept me going for the last 60 years in full-time Christian work, all the glory to Him. But this is the test. I compare with Scripture. If a man's really taken up to heaven, he won't talk about it so easily. He'd be quite happy. And even after 14 years, he would never have spoken about it. But he spoke about it because these Corinthians to whom he wrote, they were despising him. See, because Paul was, I don't know whether you realize, history tells us Paul was 4 feet 11 inches tall. He wasn't this great, mighty 6'6" man. 4 feet 11 inches. You know how much that is? Less than 5 feet. He was bald. He had a hooked nose. He had a speech defect.
And he had pus coming out of his eyes, which he had to keep rubbing out all the time. God made him weak, unattractive. He was not the film star type of preacher like there are many today. Because God did not want people to be attracted to Paul. And Paul himself did not want people to be attracted to him. You know, we live in a world where we are so conscious of appearance and impression. And Paul was so concerned that he should hide. He said, I must decrease. And he wanted to be hidden so that Christ would be seen. That's a mark of a man of God. He does not want people to be attracted to him. He does not want to be known or seen or even spoken about. If Jesus is exalted, that's all that matters to him. Like John the Baptist said, he must increase and I must decrease. That's, if a man is a true man of God, every year of his Christian life, he will long that he will decrease in the eyes of others. I mean, people may appreciate him naturally if he's a man of God. A lot of people appreciate Paul. Even after 2,000 years, we appreciate him. But he himself had no desire for that. So, that's one of the first things we need to learn in the Christian life, that if you really are a disciple of Jesus, you will have a great longing to decrease in the eyes of others so that Christ alone may be seen. Because, you know, what is the biggest hindrance to Christ being seen through us? It's we ourselves. We sort of come in the front and block Christ. So, I'll come back to this. I want to show you a verse in John chapter 10. John's Gospel chapter 10. He's talking about his being a shepherd and the sheep. Verse 7. John 10 verse 7. Truly say to you, I am the door of the sheep. Now verse 8 is what I want you to point out to you. And in English, there's a double meaning here. And I want you to see that. It's not a complicated English word. All who came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. What does that word before mean? Before can have two meanings. In terms of time, that means people who came in the last 4,000 years before Christ. And before can also mean in front of. This chap is standing before me. You know, in a line, somebody standing before you means he's in front of you. So before has got two meanings. In terms of time and in terms of space. So he's saying all those who came before me in terms of time are thieves and robbers. And I also say all those who come before Jesus, that means who project themselves so that Jesus is hidden, he's a thief and a robber. Anyone, any believer who wants people to see him, he's come in front of Christ. He's a thief and a robber. I've taken it seriously. If ever I make an effort in, or even, anyway, if I avoid it consciously, I'll avoid it unconsciously also. If I want people to be drawn to me, to be attracted to me, to think that I'm a great man of God, and appreciate me and speak well of me, and I'm always waiting to hear some approval of me or some praise of me, I am a thief and a robber. Dear brothers and sisters, if you don't hear anything else in this meeting, please hear this. It'll do you a great deal of good. He must increase and I must decrease must be the motto of our life. If you really want to be a man of God, a woman of God, you want to be spiritual, make that your motto. Lord, every day of my life, I want to decrease so that you can increase.